This Saturday the 13th is a very special day within the Gnostic tradition. When the 13th of the month falls on a Saturday, special spiritual energies enter into profound activity, as indicated to us through practical astrology and the manifestation of particular planetary influences. Therefore, at the 13th hour, 12 to 1 p.m., on this date, our planet Earth will vibrate with powerful cosmic forces as a result of the genii Melchizedek, who according to Saman Vior, is the angelic intelligence that governs our planet Earth. This enigmatic figure, or spiritual king, taught Abraham the rite of transubstantiation, the Gnostic unction or Eucharist, after great battles against the Sodomites and Gomorites. It is stated in the Bible, Genesis 14, that he was the king of Salem, which is highly symbolic, since this word shares etymological correspondence to the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, and shelamut, perfection. Those who know Kabbalah will not be surprised that these words relate with Shalomah, or Solomon, who is in an archetype of the perfected human being made into the image of God. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was, is, the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, "Blessed be Abram to the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithe from all. From the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 18 to 20. Melchizedek's blessing of Abraham symbolizes how our own inner divinity, represented by Abram or Abraham, is given honors from the God of the earth as a result of the initiatic process within each one of us. Melchizedek is literally King Melech of divine justice, Tzadik, on our planet Earth. Therefore, it is important to work with this intelligence in order to become a righteous one, Tzadik, known in other words as an initiate. Those who attain genuine initiation through this spiritual and psychological work do so in accordance with the order of Melchizedek. He is the divine planetary intelligence of the earth who grants entryway to the heights of spiritual realization for our humanity. Since he is the life and strength of this planet, we seek to become kings and queens of nature through his beneficence and help, just as all the righteous ones, Tzadikim, have done before, including Abraham, Moses, Jonah, Job, Elijah, and all the prophets. Melchizedek's hierarchy is mentioned and alluded to by Master Moria. The story of Moses and his master Melchizedek is related in the Quran. It should be read by every searcher of truth and every occult student, for it teaches that the kingdom of heaven can only be taken by energy. From the author M, the Lord God of Truth Within. The Quran, the esoteric book of the Muslims, depicts Melchizedek as the mysterious companion of Moses. Among the Sufis, Melchizedek is known as Qadir, the servant of Allah, whose transcendental wisdom surpasses that of many great prophets, since those who enter initiation on our earth do so through the commands of this great master. And Moses found a servant, Qadir, from among our servants, to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us a certain knowledge, marifah in Arabic, gnosis in Greek, da'at in Hebrew, experiential knowledge from the awakened consciousness. Moses said to him, "May I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?" He, Qadir, Melchizedek, said, "Indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience," because his level of being is superior and more radical, revolutionary. "And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?" From Surah Al-Kahf, the Cave, verses 65 through 68. It is interesting that the Quranic story of Melchizedek is in Surah Al-Kahf, the Cave, since Melchizedek's temple resides within the superior dimensions of nature in the caves or heart of the earth. Melchizedek is also referenced by Jesus within the Gnostic Bible, the Pisces Sophia. Jesus, that is Abaramento, said, "Since indeed the father of my father, that is Yehu, is the foreminder of all the rulers, gods, and powers who have arisen out of the matter of the light of the treasury, and Zorakothora, Melchizedek, is the envoy to all the lights which are purified in the rulers, leading them into the treasury of the light. These two alone are the great lights, and their ordinance is that they go down to the rulers and purify them, and that Zorakothora, Melchizedek, carrieth away the purification of the lights which they have purified in the rulers, and leadeth them into the treasury of the light. When the cipher and the time of their ordinance cometh, that they go down to the rulers and oppress and constrain them, carrying away all the purification from the rulers." From the Gnostic Bible, the Pisces Sophia Unveiled. Numbers within Kabbalah are intuitive principles, archetypes, cosmic laws, and blueprints for the creation and elaboration of the soul. Arcanum 13, the 13th law of the eternal Torah of alchemy and Kabbalah, signifies death, purification, and the elimination of defects that obstruct the light of divinity within the consciousness. Through the annihilation of the ego, the soul attains immortality. In this manner, divinity edifies, sanctifies, and realizes the complete human being through the sacred precepts of judgment and compassion. The following is from the Zohar. Rabbi Chizkiah opened, "Like a rose among thorns, so is my beloved among the maidens." Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 2. Who is a rose? Assembly of Israel. Tiferet, the human soul, governed astrologically by Venus and the sun. "For there is a rose, and then there is a rose. Just as a rose among thorns is colored red and white, so assembly of Israel includes judgment and compassion. Just as a rose has 13 petals, so assembly of Israel has 13 qualities of compassion surrounding her on every side. Similarly, from the moment Elohim, God, is mentioned, it generates 13 words to surround assembly of Israel and protect her. Then it is mentioned again. Why again? To produce 5 sturdy leaves surrounding the rose. These 5 are called salvation. They are 5 gates. Concerning this mystery, it is written, I raise the cup of salvation. From Psalms chapter 116, verse 13. This is the cup of blessing, which should rest on 5 fingers and no more, like the rose, sitting of 5 sturdy leaves. Paradigm of the 5 fingers, the Gnostic pentagram, or upright spiritual master. This rose is the cup of blessing. Therefore, the planetary intelligence Melchizedek can aid the practitioner on any Saturday the 13th from 12 to 1 p.m., the 13th hour, to give inner strength and assistance in the elimination of one's internal faults and impurities. Since calculating the appropriate time for these practices can seem confusing, you can reference the following chart. From 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. is the first hour. 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., the second hour. 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., the third hour. 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., the fourth hour. 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., the fifth hour. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., the sixth hour. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., the seventh hour. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., the eighth hour. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the ninth hour. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., the 10th hour. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., the 11th hour. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., the 12th hour. 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., the 13th hour. Through eliminating our psychological defects, we can in turn generate light, thereby entering the superior world with serenity, happiness, contentment. This is the meaning of Melchizedek carrying away the purification of the lights, to compassionately lead the soul into the treasury of the light, the heavenly realms, through benediction and divine justice. A Gnostic instructor explained in a lecture called A New Heaven and Earth, a special practice for this date. The practice to ask for help from Melchizedek is quite simple. It is performed on any Saturday the 13th at the 13th hour, 1 o'clock. Lie face down on your stomach or solar plexus. You will pray and meditate for 1 hour. So adopt a posture that will allow you to be fully relaxed for that time. You can use a pillow or cushion as needed. You can rest your head on your hands or arms. Some students prefer to adopt the shape of a star with arms and legs out. As some of you emphasized, the main feature of our posture is that we should be deeply relaxed, capable of totally forgetting about the physical body. If you are distracted by your posture, you will not be able to concentrate effectively. Close your eyes and pray to your inner being, asking to go to the Temple of Melchizedek for help. Visualize this happening. The temple is in the center of the earth. Relax, pray, concentrate, and visualize this process. Imagine talking to him. Generally, students sustain this prayer for the entire hour, meditating throughout. Call upon the help of Melchizedek to learn about yourself. Do not call upon Melchizedek and ask him to help you get a new car or to get a new house, because people do that, and that is not the point of the practice. The point of the practice is to get help from Melchizedek, to learn about your own earth, yourself, and to learn about your relationship to his earth, this planet, and to change. My personal recommendation is to ask for help with your ego and your karma, since they are the root of suffering. Most importantly, one must have faith and sincere longing for inner change. To learn more about how to practice this meditation, to invoke the help of the Lord Melchizedek, you may refer to the resources available in the description of this podcast. May the Lord God of Truth within bring you harmony, peace, and understanding.